for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, November the 23rd, 2018. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the morning, teaching on wisdom, the place of understanding.
Now it's my pleasure to bring Sister Jerry McGee up. Thank you, Lord. How many people are tired? Anybody tired? Raise up. Go ahead and stand up. Stand up. Stretch it out. Say, Lord, I don't want to slumber. Because I know something good is coming. So help me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to teach on a spirit of sleep or stupor. But this message is going to tie in with that too. It's on why we need understanding. We need understanding because it's the truth that sets us free, right? And the scripture says, if you abide in the word, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. The greatest deliverance I get, and I'm doing, since I failed three times in the last 4 or 5 months, I've been looking for scriptures like fail, fall, fallen, fail, trip, stumble, stumbling, stumbled, walk. And I tell you, I can do that in 5 minutes and tears are coming down my face. The Bible says that we're to wash each other with the Word of God. Husbands are to wash their wives with the Word of God. And that's what it means to be washed with water in the Word. He sent His Word to heal us. He didn't send folks. They helped. They put a Band-Aid on our spiritual problem, but He sent His Word to heal us.
Amen.
And Randy, can I say something? Somebody asked a question, and this came up, and I know what you meant. When Randy says that we're repenting for our forefathers, we're taking accountability for the sins that they committed. Our forefathers can't be forgiven by God because they're either in heaven or hell, one of the two. So just to clarify, what he meant was we have to take accountability for what our forefathers did that's coming down on us and put it under the blood of Jesus. That's what he meant. So anybody else that was confused by that, because he meant the same thing that I'm saying, but it just sounds like we're asking forgiveness for what our... Now I'm confusing everything. It sounds like that we're asking God to forgive our forefathers, but it's too late for them, but it's not too late for us. Well, Father, we just come before you in Jesus' name, and we thank you that you are wisdom and understanding. You are the truth that sets us free. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Word of God, and Lord, we thank you that you sent your Word to heal us. Father, I pray today that I'll be a tree of life, that rivers of living water will come forth from my innermost being. Father, I pray that my words will be like goads, like well-driven nails given by you, Lord, the shepherd. I pray you anoint our ears. I pray your glory will rest upon each person right now, Lord, that you'll move upon every person with your mighty Holy Spirit to set free, to heal, to deliver, and to give the truth that sets people free. And Father, I pray that even if I say it wrong, they'll hear it right, according to your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray you lift your ministering angels over this place, whatever kind of angel we need. For, Lord, are not your angels ministering spirits sent to help and care for those who are to receive your salvation? Father, we bind the strong man over every life, over this camp, in Jesus' name, over our children, in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in heavenly places. We bind you in the heavenly places and on this earth. We forbid you to work with, communicate with, make contact with anyone on this earth or in the heavenly places to work divination against us. In Jesus' name. And I want to say this, Bobby, I appreciate you sharing. That's a fun song. But it's not scriptural. The song is, the only way we're going to have joy is to walk in the Spirit and to obey God. That's the only way. And so I appreciate Bobby singing. I appreciate every time he comes, he sings. And we appreciate Bobby so much. And Lord, we ask you to touch Bobby right now. We ask you to bless him and encourage him and let him know, Lord, how much you love him. And we love him too. We cover him with love. We ask you to bless Merle and Barbara in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, right now, you said when we go through the waters, they'll not overflow us. We'll go through the floods, they'll not overtake us. We go through the fires, they'll not burn us. And Lord, we ask you to put a wall of fire, a hedge of protection, your warring angels around Merle, Barbara, around every person in California who loves you, in Jesus' name. We just bless you, Lord. We bless you. We pray for our president. We thank you for your protection over his life. We thank you for the wisdom that you've given him, Lord. Lord, people say that he don't know you, but he could not have the wisdom he has without you giving it to him. So we thank you that your plans and purposes cannot be thwarted. We thank you that you're the one that's in control. We pray for every king, ruler, president, prime minister, every leader all over this nation, every authority figure, Lord. We ask you to, you said that if we pray for those in authority that we can live a quiet and peaceful, tranquil life. And you said you control the kings like you control the waterways. So we ask you to do that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, like I said, this message is why we need understanding. Understanding is the truth that sets me free. The scripture says, forsake your folly and live and proceed in the way of understanding. And folly is the opposite of understanding. An example would be, my son lived a homosexual lifestyle. He lived in folly, and AIDS was the discipline for that folly. You can overeat, like I have done, and your folly will discipline you through you gaining weight. You go out and charge up your credit cards, your folly will discipline you. So God tells us to forsake our folly, whatever that is, if it's sexual sin, if it's drugs, if it's alcohol, if it's rebellion, whatever, forsake it and live and proceed in the way of understanding. Job asked a question, what is wisdom? And I encourage you to read all of Job 28, because wisdom and understanding is tied in together, but I'm going to start at verse 12 in the New American Standard. I put all these scriptures here, and there's about 60 pages because I have to put it on 28 font. Job 28, verse 12 says, where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. In other words, no one knows where wisdom is. The deep says it's not with me, and the sea says it's not with me. Pure gold cannot be given in exchange for it, nor can silver be weighted in its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir or in precious sapphires. Gold or glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for articles of fine gold. Coral and crystal are not to be mentioned, and the acquisition of wisdom is that above pearls. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? And of course, we know it comes from God. Where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding? Thus it is hidden from the eyes of all living, and it is concealed from the birds of the sky. In the first part of that passage, it says, no bird of prey knows the path of wisdom. And the bird of prey is a type and shadow of the devil and demons. So when you're walking the way of wisdom, no demon can even see you. But the minute you step out from under God's refuge into sin, you're exposed. And then in verse 22, it says, Abaddon and Beth say, with our ears we've heard about it. In other words, Satan and the demons, Death, have said, with our ears we've heard a report of it. God understands his way, and he knows his place. He's the only one. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he imparted weight to the wind and meted out the waters by measure, when he set a limit for the rain and a course for the thunderbolt, when he saw and declared it, he established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Now there's a place that says the fear of the Lord is to turn away from evil. He says, and the Lord says that the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is understanding. So you have to have understanding because it's the truth that sets you free. That's why when you are asking God to give you answers to your problems, in fact, if you're not asking God, then that's another problem. You're a fainter. If you don't go to God when you have a problem, you take a nosedive every time a problem comes up. You might be walking in having a happy day, but the minute a problem comes, if you're a fainter, you take a nosedive. You're like one of those little paper airplanes that goes clunk. You ever throw one of those little planes up? And so that's a fainter. And so when we faint, we don't go to the throne of God. The reason we faint is because we've got a perverted image of God. So whenever you go through a trial, you should always ask God, what is he trying to teach you through that trial? And if you have a problem going to God, it's because you had a problem going to your mom and dad. So deal with mom and dad issues. Forgive them for all the ways they failed you. You couldn't go to them, or they were too strict, too hard, too mean, too whatever, or not enough of whatever. Forgive them, because God's not like your mother and dad. So the Bible says, find out what the truth is and then repent. And so we need understanding to discern the times we're living in. Randy just mentioned, you know, the abortion in this country. I've never in my almost 80 years ever seen so much evil in this world. So many crooked politicians, and that's Republicans and Democrats. You know, it's down to the place where we're not a Republican or a Democrat. We better be a person that is seeking out the best interest. We better be people. My dad once said, you need to go vote for a Democrat. And I said, Dad, I'm a Christian. I'm going to vote for the one I think loves the Lord. But it's down to evil and good. And there's evil. I've never seen such evil. People that are bought off, paid off, bribed, blackmailed. So much corruption. And so much oppression coming against our president, who's trying to keep the sovereignty of America. He's probably the, and I don't know, Matt, what you think about Donald Trump, but he's probably the first president in probably 50 or 100 years that hadn't been trying to sell this country down the drain. If you want to know some of his accomplishments, go to magappeal.com and you can see about 200 or 300 of things that have improved this country. But anyway, you need to pray for him. Whether you like him or not, you need to pray for him. Somebody said the other day, you know, I said, what is it you don't like about it? Well, I just don't like the way he looks. I said, well, he might not like the way we look either, right? Anyway, this is not a political message, but never have I seen the world in such a mess it's in. Abortion, murder, rape, violence. Calling evil good and good evil. You know, the Bible says, woe to the man who calls evil good and good evil. You know, a Satanist, a man with a satanic mindset, calls good evil. What we call evil, they call good. At first I thought, you know, it's just a type of mental illness. And I was thinking, they're just mentally ill people. And then I thought, no, it's just a satanic doctrine. They think good is evil. And we think evil is evil according to God's word. Jesus said in Luke 21:34, be on guard that your hearts may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness. We see so much drunkenness in church. I mean, I've been to churches. I mean, I've been all over, not ever what place, but I've been to, I went to Korea. I've been to Australia. All these places looking for God. I've been to the Vineyards. I've been to Pensacola. I've been to Toronto. I've been all those places, and I can tell you, I've never seen so much error. The drunkenness. The people are spiritually drunk nowadays. When I was at Toronto, there was a man, and he was going, whoa, like this. He was so drunk, he could not stand up, and he hadn't even had a drop of alcohol, I don't think. And so drunkenness is a curse and not a blessing. People say that it's revival, but it's really a revival of demon spirits. It comes in when we commit spiritual adultery against the Lord. And the Bible says that he mixes up a cup of the wine of his wrath and he makes the harlot drink it and she becomes drunk. The Bible tells us to be sober and alert. So it says, make sure your heart isn't weighted down with a dissipation and drunkenness. Dissipation is excess. Drunkenness, nowadays people are so drunk on prescription drugs. Every side effect of a drug becomes another disease. And you wonder why you're sick and don't know what town you're in. It says, and the worries of life, that day doesn't come on you like a trap. And of course, it's talking about the day of the Lord when God comes back. And I believe we can all agree that we're living in perilous times. Economically, physically, spiritually, mentally, politically, and God's the answer. So many people in politics say they love the Lord, kissing babies and putting on a big show, and then lying when they get in. I'll say this about Donald Trump. He's the first president I have ever known that's ever kept his word. And that says a lot for somebody. This is not a Donald Trump message, okay? So, you know, spiritually, what calls itself the body of Christ has no discernment, has no wisdom. And we need discernment. There's people that are running after gold dust and jewels falling from heaven. That's heresy, witchcraft. That's not even scriptural. Drunkenness is scriptural, but it's for the harlot, the spiritual harlot. If you pray a prayer to receive Jesus, you're going to be the bride of Christ. Randy's going to be the bride of Christ. Carla's going to be the bride of Christ. Hallie's going to be. David, Kruger, all the men, Kevin, is going to be the bride of Christ. If our heart goes after another lover, an idol, then we're given over to a spirit of drunkenness. And you don't have to be in one of these fake revivals to do it, because you can be in the Baptist church and be a spiritual harlot and be spiritually drunk. You know, leaving most of these places, there's no repentance, there's no word, there's no holiness, there's no righteousness. And God tells us that we're to be holy as He's holy, perfect as He's perfect. And sometimes when we think that, we think, well, God wants us to make ourselves perfect. When we yield to Him, then He pours His Spirit out upon us. And when we are yielded 100% to God, we're holy as He's holy and perfect as He's perfect. It's His holiness that's poured out upon us. It's not our doing. You can't ever turn the potter's wheel. God's the potter and you're the clay. And make yourself holy, because that's just a religious spirit. You know, every time you hear about all these revivals coming, one I got an advertisement one day to come and get the glory. You can't get God's glory unless you're willing to submit to His Lordship. And every time you and I die to our flesh and deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the Lord, we've had revival. Genuine revival is just making Jesus the Lord and Master of your life. That's revival. We should be having revival in our lives every day. I read a prophecy by somebody on Elijah list, and about 90% of that is witchcraft. But anyway, I read a prophecy, and this man was saying, you know, when you get on the highway, that sinners can get on the highway of holiness. And I emailed him back, and I said, brother, you're teaching error. The Bible says that when you walk the highway of holiness, which is also the path of wisdom in Job 28, when you're walking the highway of holiness, there's no lion, which is a type of the devil, no fool, no unclean person can walk on the highway of holiness. I said, you're teaching error. And he emailed me back, and he said, I'm taking you off my email list, which I wasn't on there anyway. I'm taking you off my email list. You don't understand. Maybe if they got on the highway of holiness, that they'd change. No, it didn't work that way. You have to yield to the Lord, and you can be full of junk still, but you be yielded to the Lord and be on the highway of holiness, because we're all a work in progress. It's not a thing of trying to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps or turn the potter's wheel and make yourself holy. It's He's the Holy One living in you. And Jesus Christ, the Bible says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. And when you die to yourself and His resurrected life is manifested in you and you're holy as He's holy, it's His holiness, His righteousness. There's so many lying doctrines out there, doctrines of the rapture, doctrines of once saved, always saved, saved, lost, that you're lost every time you sin, or once saved, once you're saved, you're always saved. It's a process, and we can all agree that the way you walk proves what you're walking after. Right? You walk in the flesh, the Bible says you'll die. And so we need understanding to survive in the days we're living in. We need discernment. Discernment, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discretion, and prudence are words that all go together. And the wit and understanding encompasses all of those words. And the opposite of that, when you don't have wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discretion, and prudence, the opposite of that is stupor, sleep, drunkenness, lethargy, and lots of words that go with that, and I'll share that in the morning. And usually people get a lot of deliverance when you do that. Discernment is the power and the faculty of the mind by which a person distinguishes one thing from the other, evil or good, holiness or righteousness. Wisdom is right judgment concerning religious and moral truth and true religion, godliness, piety. It's reverence of God and love of His character, the knowledge and fear of God, and sincere and uniform obedience to His commands. Discretion is the quality of being discreet, prudent. The Bible says the prudent man sees the evil and he hides himself. He sees the danger up ahead and he turns a different direction. That's prudence. Knowledge is learning. The illumination of the mind, knowledge of God's Word. Understanding encompasses all of these, and you can't have one of those without having them all. Understanding is the opposite of folly. It means to separate mentally or distinguish and to comprehend, to attend, to consider, to be cunning, have intelligence, know, to do well, to look well. It depends on the power of discerning. So we need discernment. Also, discernment is the gift of the Spirit. If you truly operate in the gifts of the Spirit, you have discernment. And these elements, for the most part, are lacking in the church today. It's hard to find a church that's even teaching repentance. So many churches are controlled by demons, they're really demons, Freemasons. That control most churches today, which is witchcraft. Randy's got a teaching back there on Freemasonry. If you've got that in your bloodline, you need to get it. You can get your, it's free to listen to through Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, probably on YouTube too. And so many people are spiritually asleep today. And here's just a few reasons why we need understanding. The Scripture tells us in John 15 that if we don't produce fruit, and the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, that God will cut us off as a branch. And it's God's character and nature produced in us when we die to ourselves and we deny ourselves. And so it says, God says, bear fruit and so prove to be my disciple. To produce fruit necessary to salvation. In Matthew 12, in Luke 13, in Luke 8 and Mark 4. No, Matthew 12, Luke 13, and Mark 4. It gives the parable of the sower. It says the sower goes out and sows, and of course that's the word of God. And some seed fall beside the road, and the birds come and get the seed. And that's a picture of a person that hears the word, I don't really believe that. The birds, which represents that in those parables, it tells you that Satan, the birds are the demons that come and steal the word. That person can't be saved. The second one, it says people receive the word of God, and because of the worries and the cares and the pleasure and the desire for other things, choke the word so it can't bear fruit. And then the third soil is that the seed is received with joy. Of course, I don't want to go to hell. Yes, I received Jesus as my Savior. But then it says, because of the persecution of the word, that person falls away. What that means is that, yeah, I want the Lord, but when I see I have to forgive and I have to walk in repentance and I have to crucify my flesh, it says the sun scorches it and it doesn't produce fruit. And the sun represents the circumstances of life that scorch it. And that's a person that just wants, says they want the Lord, but they're not willing to die to their flesh. And they, it says it persecutes their flesh. The fourth type of soil is the type of soil that's on that good sandy loam. If you've ever lived, I lived in South Texas, and if you've ever lived in South Texas in the spring, I'm telling you, it's just fields of bluebonnets and fields of, it's just breathtaking. It's so beautiful. And that dirt will grow anything. And so the fourth type of soil is like that good sandy loam that'll grow anything. And when the seed falls in it, then it produces fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. And of course, for the seed to bear fruit, it has to die and give itself over to the soil. And that's a picture of us crucifying our life. It says in John 12, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, and that's us, it abides alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. And when we don't produce fruit, we're cut off. But it says that fourth type of soil, the good kind that produces fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold, it says it receives the seed with understanding. So you see, it takes understanding to produce the fruit. And then we need it to be healed. And John 8:32 says, if you abide in the word, you know the truth, and the truth sets you free, and also be delivered. We need it for the building up of our spiritual house, for the attaining of knowledge. And so it tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:9 that you're a building, you're a house, and you're a field. So for us to build our spiritual house, Proverbs 24 says, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it's established, and by knowledge all the rooms are filled with precious riches. Then it goes on to say, knowledge increases power. So the more knowledge you have of God's word, the more power you have. So you need to build your spiritual house, you need understanding. You need understanding to be able to understand His word. You need understanding to obey the word of God. Psalms 119:34 says, give me, and be repenting as you're hearing these scriptures, be repenting over them, and you'll get a greater deliverance. And don't just say, I repent. God says, if you confess your sin, you've got to confess your sin. If you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Psalms 119:34 says, give me understanding that I may observe thy law and keep it with all my heart. We need it to learn His commandments. Psalms 119:73 says, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. I need understanding because I'm going to perish without it. Psalms 49:20 says, man in all his pomp, yet without understanding, is like a beast that perishes. We need understanding to find the roots to our problems. Scripture says in Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search a matter out. And of course, as believers, we're kings and priests. And so we need to search our problems out, find out what God's, just like I shared with you, when I fell three times, I started looking in the Word, why? And oh my goodness, I saw so much sin in my life that I was repentant and confessed up when I started doing this. So, Proverbs 25, that's Proverbs 25:2. I need understanding to stay on the path of wisdom and on the highway of holiness. We need understanding so we can be sober and alert, which is tied in with understanding. But having a lack of understanding opens me up to drunkenness and sleep and stupor and all the things that go with that. Ephesians 5:14 says, for this reason, awake, sleeper, arise from the dead, that Christ might shine upon you. It goes on to say, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to God. That's a sign we're filled. It's when we're speaking to one another in spiritual songs and hymns and making melody in our heart to God. Like Randy said, you can't fake it. Psalms 13:3 says, consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Proverbs 6:9 says, how long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you rise up from your sleep? Proverbs 13:11 says, and this knowing that the time is at hand and the hour for you to awaken from sleep. The Bible mentions drunk 44 times, drunken 5 times, drunkenness 7 times, sober 7 times, be on the alert, keep on the alert approximately 14 times. And there's a little book back there if you're interested in drunkenness, is it a blessing, a curse? A little book that I wrote that lists all these scriptures on drunk, and sober, alert. There's not one scripture that tells you to be drunk. The ones that they use to validate this drunkenness movement is that the disciples were drunk in Acts 1 or Acts 1 or 2. I forget which chapter it's in. But Peter stands up and says, these men are not drunk. So they use that scripture, but it's taken out of context. There's a ministry out in California, and I'm not going to name it, but I saw the daughter-in-law of the pastor describe the Holy Spirit the other day on a YouTube. And she said, he's just cute and mischievous, and he's blue. And I thought, such blasphemy. This same church, they're grave sucking. They're laying on graves. And the only thing you get by laying on a grave is a demon. They tattoo their body all over, and some of you may have tattoos and you may regret it, but I mean, they're tattooed from the bottom of their toes to the top of their head, and an earring in every place you can put one. And sleep, drunken, slumber, sluggishness, spiritual nakedness are all words that relate to one another, and they're words that they're things that you have when you don't have understanding. Revelation 17:2 says, with whom the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality, and those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her immorality. So God makes them drunk, and it's a judgment. It's not a blessing. Proverbs 18:3 says, for all the nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality. And there's so many scriptures in that little book that show you how God mixes the cup of the wine of his wrath to make the harlot drink. And you're a spiritual harlot if you've backslid and you haven't repented, or if you love something else more than you love Jesus. We need understanding that we might live. Psalms 119:44 says, thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. Proverbs 10:21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding. I need understanding because understanding is my intimate friend, Bible says. Proverbs 7:4, say to wisdom, you're my sister, and to understanding, you're my intimate friend. And it's the kind of spirit that I need to be involved in. Proverbs 10:23 says, doing wickedness is like a sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. So that should be our sport. We should make sport of trying to attain understanding and wisdom. It's better than choice silver. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and get understanding than to be chosen, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. Understanding is the fountain of life. Proverbs 16:22. Understanding is a fountain of life to him who has it. I need understanding to keep me from keep me from being disciplined by my folly. Forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. I need understanding to keep me from the assembly of the dead. Proverbs 21:16 says, a man who wanders from the path of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. I need understanding to keep me from ruination. Hosea 4, the last verse of that chapter says, he who lacks understanding is ruined. So we need understanding to keep from being ruined. It says, the quote is, so people without understanding are ruined. I need understanding to maintain the mind of Christ, to have the mind of Christ. Romans 1:21 says, even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, in other words, they're professing to be Christians, professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their heart, to impurity, so that their bodies could be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creator, the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For the women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, the men abandoned the natural function for the woman and burned in their lust and desires toward one another, committing indecent acts and receiving in their persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to honor God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things that are not proper. That word depraved, that's also, I think King James says, reprobate mind, depraved mind. And this is one of the roots to Alzheimer's and dementia. If you and I have ever come, if we're claiming to be believers and we don't keep going forward with God, dealing with our issues, we're going backwards and we're giving over to a depraved mind. We can't backslide, in other words. If we do, you know, backsliding is one of the major causes of back problems. Turning from God at some point after you claim to know Him. Not the only reason, but it's one. And then they get filled with, instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit, they get filled with something else. Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and gossip, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, trying to create something more evil to do, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who do such things, practice such things, are worthy of death, they not only do them, but also they give hearty approval to those who practice such things. I saw this in my son, that, you know, you want to justify evil. And praise God, he repented on his deathbed. But praise God, he's in heaven today. But I would see him giving hearty approval to those who practice the very same things that he did. I need understanding to keep me from being like the Gentiles, which were lost. Ephesians 4:18 says, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And so how does a person lose their understanding? Hosea 4 says, harlotry, spiritual adultery, wine and new wine take away the understanding. And that's, I don't know exactly what verse that is, but read all of Hosea 4. The first part of it says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they rejected knowledge. And then it goes on to say, a few verses later, harlotry, spiritual adultery, wine, and new wine take away the understanding. And of course, you can be a physical harlot, too. Nowadays, a big percentage of church members see nothing wrong with shacking up. Can I tell you that it'll send you to hell? If you want to say, well, I'm once saved, always saved. Well, you never did get saved if you're going to hell, right? Eating at the table of demons, 1 Timothy 4 says, in latter times, and we're in latter times, men will fall away from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. And we see that happening all over the place. That's why deliverance ministries and repentance places don't get very big. Because who wants to go to a meeting where you have to crucify your flesh when you can go and get have smoke and lights and gold dust falling and be spiritually drunk where you don't have to think about your problems? We lose our understanding. So you're either eating at the table of the Lord, and at the table of the Lord there's going to be holiness, righteousness, the Word of God, truth that sets you free. Like Randy said, you know, the people on the prayer team up here, you might not like what we're saying, but if we don't tell you the truth, we might as well go home.
Amen.
Because that's not helping anybody, and we're not trying to criticize anybody, but we're operating with the discerning of spirits to be able to discern. Isaiah 29 says, when you give God lip service, you lose your understanding. It says, bind yourself and be blind. They became drunk, but not with wine, because they gave God lip service. And that's, I'll be teaching on that tomorrow. Matthew 16, 6 verse 12. We lose our understanding by the level of leaven of the Pharisees. 1 Timothy 1, 3. 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter 3, 14. False teachers. There's a false prophet in Texas that they entertain the host of heaven. Guess who those are? 2 Thessalonians 2:10 says, if we don't love the truth, we're sent a strong delusion so that we can't be saved. So if you're a person that doesn't love the truth, you need to ask God right now, give me, Lord, a love of the truth. A love to be able to be a person that loves God's discipline. Because God, every time we let God correct us, we get more delivered, get closer to Him, more peace, more healing, more deliverance. We lose our understanding because if we're just a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word. In James 1:22, it says, hearers of the word, not doers, are deluded. That's another word for stupor or sleep. It talks about like a man looking in a mirror. He sees himself. If he's just a hearer of the word, not a doer, he looks in the mirror, he sees himself, but then he walks away and forgets what he looks like. And that's a hearer of the word. Because he sits under the word and he hears the word. He sees himself, but he walks away and forgets what he saw. And so the way we get understanding is to forsake our folly. That's repentance. Confess your sin. That's Proverbs 9:6. Proverbs 1:23 says, turn to my reproof, God says, and I'll pour out my spirit on you and you'll know my word. Jesus said someplace, and I don't know where, but he said, if a man is determined to do the will of God, he will know if the teaching is from me. So that goes back to loving the truth. And if I'm determined to do the will of God, and I want that more than anything else, God says he'll pour out his spirit on me, and I'll know his word. And I'll be able to discern. Having a cool spirit, in other words, not being an angry person. Proverbs 14:29 says, and you know, there's a difference between maybe getting angry and being an angry person. You still have to repent of your anger because it's connected to idolatry. Whatever makes you angry is your idol. And so by having a cool spirit, Proverbs 14:29 says, he who's slow to anger has great understanding, but he who's quick-tempered exalts folly. Another is searching out a matter. And I've already quoted Proverbs 25. Another is allowing God to deal with your stuff. Allowing God to discipline you in your trials. If you don't let God discipline you, then you're a fainter. Proverbs 15:32 says, he who neglects discipline despises himself. So you see what self-hatred comes in. You hate yourself if you don't receive God's discipline. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. Hallelujah. Dig for it. That's how you get it. Proverbs 2 says, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, make your heart attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for her for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure. Now, if somebody told you there was gold buried in your backyard, you'd be out there digging for it, wouldn't you? And so God says we're to search for it more than we would search for silver and gold. That's something we can repent over right now. Proverbs 2:5 says, then you'll discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Do you need a shield today in this world?
Yes.
Do you need to have to worry about ISIS and all the bad things that are happening, or one world order and all the stuff that is coming down on this earth? He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. That was something that I repented over the other day. I thought, you know, that's probably why I failed. And I know a curse without a cause cannot lie. And I know that because I'm on the radio and, you know, I know that they're shooting curses at me. You know, a man told me the other day that he asked if I covered my head when I taught. And I thought, oh, dear God, maybe I have to put something over my head. The Bible says your hair is your covering, right? For women. Stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the life of his godly ones. Hallelujah. I need preserved. Then you'll discern righteousness and judgment and equity in every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Do you need to be guarded in this day? Discretion will guard you, and understanding will watch over you. I've heard someone has a teaching that discretion and understanding could also be an angel. Discretion will guard you, and understanding will watch over you. We get understanding through submission to his lordship. Proverbs 32:9. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule, which has to have a bitten bridle in his mouth. Don't be rebellious. I was praying for a girl that came out of prostitution, and also was a crackhead. And she said, pray for me. I feel like I've got something in my mouth. She's like this. And that scripture God gave me, I started leading her repentance. Lord, forgive me for rebellion. Forgive me for being like a senseless horse or mule that has to have a bitten bridle in her mouth. Forgive me for my rebellion. And I said, if I take the bitten bridle off, she went, it's gone. You know, we read things in the Word and we just think, you know, there's spiritual things in the Word. It talks about moth-eaten garments. We could have holy, not H-O-L, well, how can you say holy? Moth-eaten garments could be something wrong with our spiritual covering, couldn't it? And having the fear of God is another way we have it. Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding are all those who do his commandments. Being in his word, Psalms 119:30. The unfolding of thy word gives life. He gives understanding to the simple. Are you like me, simple? He gives understanding to the simple. Years ago, probably 55 years ago, when I came to the Lord, my daddy's mother asked me, she asked me if I read the Bible, and I said, Grandmother, I don't understand it. She said, well, if you ask God to help you understand it, he will. So I started praying, and God started giving me understanding, and I was saved reading the Bible. I wasn't even a church member. I went to church after I got saved, but I got saved reading the Word of God.
Amen.
And I had a grandfather. My daddy's daddy was a Baptist preacher. And you could start reading a verse or two of scripture, and he could finish the whole chapter. I mean, he had a supernatural ability to remember scripture. That's something I've prayed for me and my descendants. Psalms 119:104. From thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Do you hate sin? If you don't, ask God to give you a hate for it. Okay, why don't you stand up and ask the Lord to show you, do you need understanding? Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. And I want to say this, the greatest deliverance anybody can have is to be born again. And many people accept the Lord with their head. They believe in Jesus. I believed in Jesus my whole life as a kid. But I wasn't born again till 1963. I was born again in 1963. You see, it's got to get from your head down into your heart. And when you're born again, everything about you changes. You're still a work in progress. And you can't explain being born again. You just know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And so if you don't know that you know that you know that you know that you have been born again, and I'm not talking about perfect, because you won't be perfect till you get to heaven. You're going to be a work in progress. I mean, I'm getting deliverance every day. And the more deliverance you get, the more you're going to have your bearings, the more you're going to be happy, the more you're going to be healed and delivered. And so if you've not been born again, and I accepted the Lord when I was 18 years old at a Billy Graham crusade, but I wasn't saved till I was 25. And then everything about me changed. I remember a curse word came out of my mouth after I got born again. And I said to the Lord, I wasn't even in church. And I said, Lord, that doesn't sound like anything that ought to come out of the mouth of a Christian. Now, that's what I said. And I didn't even know to say that. And God delivered me that day from saying bad words. And now I'm praying that He delivers me to keep my mouth shut when I need to keep it shut. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, if I'm that person that has just a head knowledge of You, believing in Jesus like the demons and Satan believes, I want to be born again. I want to have understanding that I might live. And I invite You to come and be the Lord and Master of my life and to possess my body by Your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that I will be transformed in my heart and that I can know that I know that I know that I've been born again. And so, Father, I receive You today and I choose to deny myself and take up my cross and follow You. I want to have wisdom. I want the truth that sets me free. And I ask You right now, Lord, search my heart. Test my thoughts. Show me everything right now that I need to repent of. Show me all my folly so that I can proceed in the way of understanding. And then if You'll just sit down when You're through, then I'll lead you through repentance and we'll do some deliverance. Okay, Bobby, I'm leading you in repentance. So start repenting. Father, in Jesus' name, thank You that if I confess my sin, You're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery against You. Forgive me for not turning away from folly. I do that now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me for not producing fruit for You. Forgive me for, and I present my body to You, Lord, as a living sacrifice. I offer up to You my members as instruments of righteousness. I give You my will, that Your will might prevail. Father, I need understanding to survive in this world. I want you to be a shield about me. My glory and the lifting of my head. I want You to give me wisdom, Lord. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally and upbraids not. Father, I choose death to myself. Remind me to turn from evil and to confess my sin and to not backslide. Forgive me for backsliding. Forgive me for running after every wind of doctrine. Forgive me for letting people lay hands on me when I don't know if their hands are clean or not. Help me, Lord, to make sure that anybody that lays hands on me is walking as obedient as they know how to walk. Forgive me for not abiding in your word. Forgive me for not building my house through wisdom and understanding and knowledge. I ask you to give me an understanding of your word. Forgive me for not obeying your word, not observing your law, not learning your commandments. Lord, I've been perishing. Forgive me for pride. Forgive me for not searching the matter out. Forgive me for not going to your throne of grace to receive help and mercy in time of need. I forgive my mother and father for giving me a poor image of you. Lord, I've been a fainter. Every time I go through a problem, I take a nosedive. And if I'm married, I want a divorce. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me for not wanting to walk the highway of holiness. And Lord, I speak over your people. Awake, sleeper, arise from the dead, that Christ might shine on you. And where it says, be not drunk with wine where is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. So Lord, forgive me for being drunk with real wine and also the wine of which is the cup of your wrath because of spiritual adultery. Enlighten my eyes, Lord, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lord, I've been like the virgins, the unwise virgin. I want to be a wise virgin. Forgive me for not acknowledging you, exchanging the truth of God for a lie, worshiping the creature rather than the creator, which would cause you to give me over to a reprobate mind, to dementia, to Alzheimer's. Lord, I ask you to renew my mind. Forgive me for my sin that has opened me up to a spirit of sleep, stupor, slumber, spiritual nakedness. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery against you. I just break the power of death over every life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I've been dying for the lack of understanding. Lord, I want to say to wisdom, you're my sister, and call an intimate friend, call understanding my intimate friend. Forgive me for not searching for wisdom, understanding, discretion, more than I would seek for silver or gold. Forgive me for not letting you discipline me. Forgive me for not receiving discipline so that I could gain understanding. Forgive me for not abiding in the vine. Forgive me for being fearful that somebody's going to call me a religious fanatic. Forgive me for harlotry, wine, and new wine. Forgive me for eating at the table of demons. Forgive me for giving you lip service. Forgive me for the leaven of the Pharisees, sitting under false teachers. Forgive me for sitting under feel-good teaching. Forgive me for not loving the truth. Give me a love of the truth, Lord. Forgive me for being a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, being like a man that sees himself in the mirror and then walks away and forgets what he looks like. Lord, I ask for understanding. I pray, Lord, right now that your glory will be on each person. I pray you move upon each person with your mighty Holy Spirit to set your children free. In the name of Jesus. and lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, I receive understanding. I yield to you. I surrender to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I present my body to you as a living sacrifice in the name of Jesus. I break soul ties with every person that you've shown me that I've sinned with or sinned against. Forgive me for judging others. Forgive me for sexual sin. In Jesus' name, forgive me for holding unforgiveness toward people. I forgive every person, Lord, that you've shown me I've held unforgiveness. Forgive me for being like the soil that just disregards the seed of your word. Forgive me for receiving the word with the worries and cares of the life that have choked out the word. Forgive me for receiving the word and joy with joy and then falling away when persecution comes because I don't want to repent. Lord, I just want to receive the word of God with understanding that I can produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. In Jesus' name, I command every demonic spirit to leave from everything they've confessed. And pray with me, Lord, I forgive my forefathers for not having understanding, not having wisdom, not teaching me the way of righteousness. Father, I ask you to start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life. For the generational iniquities of the forefathers, and I put this under the blood of Jesus, and I say this goes no further on my children or on my descendants in Jesus' name. Now, in every demonic spirit of fear, perfectionism, performance, passivity, apathy has to go. All spirits of laziness, sluggishness has to go. Sleep, slumber, stupor, you have to leave. Unbelief, doubt, lies, lying, you have to go. Leviathan, Dagon, Python, pride, arrogance, boastfulness, egotism, haughtiness, you have to go now in Jesus' name. All spirits of that came in through satanic curses, satanic rituals, spirits that have come in through the one world order, through humanism, globalism, Nazism, communism, socialism, Nazism, leave now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of error has to go now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. All spirits of hatred, variance, strife, emulation, error, prostitution, pornography, masturbation. I command every demon of fear of God's judgment, demonic fear has to go. All demonic fear of God has to leave now in the name of Jesus. Sorcery, divination, witchcraft, you have to go now. In Jesus' name, we break your power. All spirits of rejection, fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disapproval, fear of not being loved, fear of not being liked, fear of saying it wrong, fear of doing it wrong, fear of not performing perfectly, I command all those demons to go now. Depression has to go, despair, hopelessness, lethargy, listlessness, you have to go now. In Jesus' name, prostitution, you have to leave. Adultery, fornication, pedophilia, bestiality has to go now in Jesus' name. All perversion, you have to leave now in the name of Jesus. Homosexuality, you have to go. In Jesus' name, we break your power. Unfaithfulness has to go. We break your power. Leviathan, Python, Dagon, Jezebel, you have to leave now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Take a deep breath and blow out. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We say there's no one like you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we bind our feet to the highway of holiness. Lord, we loose on discretion, knowledge, wisdom, understanding in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I would come against lies and lying and unbelief and doubt, rebellion and antichrist. We break your power. All spirits of self-hatred, self-bitterness, unforgiveness of self, self-contempt, self-rejection, we break your power. Unloving spirits, antichrist spirits, get out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we cast down every imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive in Jesus' name every thought to the obedience of Christ. We punish every disobedience because our obedience is complete. In Jesus' name, praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. You said I'll receive power after your Holy Spirit comes upon me. Come upon me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. And Lord, we ask you to bless the food. We ask you to purify it, sanctify it, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the hands that prepared it. Thank you for Rick. Thank you for everyone that's in the kitchen. Thank you for Linda. Thank you for Dan and Crystal and the kids. And thank you for Kevin. And thank you for Patty. And thank you for everybody that's here, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.